Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM, a public radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. Exploring the young artistic mind in an exhibition called We Can Do What We Want. The exhibition features images and objects designed and created by students at Louisiana Tech University. Joining me in studio is Lauren Eubanks and Jesse Suggs, both studio arts majors at Louisiana Tech. Lauren and Jesse, welcome to Lanyap.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So, interesting title for this exhibition, We Can Do What We Want. Sounds a little rebellious, but it's not. What sparked the idea for this theme?
Well, actually, Katie Mignard was in charge of taking care of the title, and we were thinking about what makes this a cohesive show and about how we're all just a bunch of artists in different mediums making different themes, but what makes us... What gives us like common ground is that we're all still trying to discover who we are as artists. So we're in the stage of experimenting with making what we want to make. And so the show is kind of a showcase of where we all are in that process.
And there's a lot of sponsors behind this event to make this this event successful. Kind of talk about the sponsors.
Oh, well, the show is... co-curated by us, the Louisiana Tech University art majors, and also Benjamin Hickey, who is the master curator of collections and exhibitions.
Okay, so something that's very interesting is that both of your art pieces will be featured in this exhibit coming up on February 4th. Jesse, let's talk about what you're featuring in this exhibit.
The two pieces I'll be having in the show are painting digitally via Wacom tablet and a PC. And it's not so common to see that in fine art nowadays, but I've grew up playing tons of video games, and it's always been my inspiration. And the whole idea of illustrating fantastical themes, and so that's what I'm pursuing. And it's turned into not so much the idea of game design or movie design or anything. I just want to tell a story with my art. So these images are just pictures of different characters that I've created and attempting to convey a message through the environment and what's going on.
And kind of talk about what inspired you to get started in art. Did it start at an early age for you?
It did. Something I've always found fascinating is people want to say, oh, you're talented, oh, this and that, but I've been drawing nonstop since I was four, you know? When you spend that long doing one thing, you know, you develop a passion for it.
And Lauren, your work is being featured in this exhibit. Kind of talk about what is going to be featured.
Right. Well, kind of the same for me. When I was very little, I was really interested in things outside and patterns that I found in the natural world. And so I spent a long time collecting samples of like leaves and wildflowers and then taking them back and drawing them. And I was really inspired by children's books as a child. And so I've been drawing, you know, ever since I could remember. And so I came to Tech thinking I was going to illustrate children's books. And then I took a ceramics class. And so now I'm working on this kind of dual medium between drawing and ceramic sculpture.
And what's also really interesting is that it's not only your work being featured, but a lot of your fellow classmates will be featuring the work, their work in this exhibition. Kind of talk about the diversity that people expect to see in this exhibition.
We have a very large range of mediums that'll be represented, anywhere from quilting to...
painting, drawing, sculpture, installation.
Yeah.
It's photography. It's a little bit of what everyone's been working on. And there will be an opportunity during the show in the reception. We'll all be present. And there will be a time where you can come up to us and talk to us about our work.
And a BFA exhibition in the spring.
That's right.
Coming up. Let's have some details on that.
Every senior graduating studio class puts on a exhibition on Tech campus, and ours is coming up sometime in the spring, and so it'll be kind of like our final body of work that we're leaving school with.
Is there anything else that any of both of you want to add about the event?
Well, I was just going to say, if for some reason you can't make it to the show on February 4th, it will be up to be viewed until March 5th of this year.
Lauren Eubanks and Jesse Suggs joining me in discussion about the exhibition We Can Do What We Want on February 4th. A reception will follow. Lauren, for people who can't make it that day, the exhibit will be on display until March 4th.
That's right. The gallery should be locked, but you can get in upon request.
Lauren Eubanks and Jesse Suggs are both senior studio arts majors at Louisiana Tech University. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Find this and other Land Yaps on our website, kedm.org.